In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today we're going to talk about no-nonsense, science-based weight management. But first, why are so many people overweight? There's two main causes of being overweight. The first one is a mineral deficiency. Trace minerals are no longer in our food because the way the traditional cultures got minerals was they were cooking with wood, and they would take the wood ash that was left over and put it in their garden, and that wood ash is unburnt minerals. And so the plants in their garden would take up those minerals, and then they'd get the minerals by eating the plants. But since electricity and natural gas, nobody does that anymore, so they're deficient in these trace minerals. When you are deficient in trace minerals, your body craves these nutrients. It knows what it needs, so it makes you want to eat more in order to get those nutrients. But those nutrients aren't in your food, so you end up eating more and more and more and more. Now, some advanced examples of this is called pica. This is where kids will eat dirt or things like that. In animals, it's called cribbing. A cow will rub their teeth up against a board, scraping off a little bit of wood, and they'll eventually wear completely through a board, and that's called cribbing. They're missing nutrients, so they're trying to get it from somewhere. Also, it's also called the munchies, where you get cravings or cravings during pregnancy. These are mineral deficiencies. The baby is sucking all the nutrients from the mother's body, and so the mother's craving weird things to try and get these nutrients. So this is all in the realm of possibility. The second cause is the standard American diet is eating way too many carbohydrates and sugar. Carbohydrates get converted into sugar in the body, so when you're looking at a label and it says 26 grams of carbohydrates, you can just pretty much figure on 26 grams of sugar. Carbohydrates are found in grains, and we eat way too much grains because we love our bread and pasta and all of those cakes and cookies. All of these are carbohydrates. And basically what happens when you're eating all these carbohydrates and sugar, it's fast energy, and this sugar spikes your blood insulin to neutralize it, and then it'll eventually get stored as fat because you're not using the energy. So the solution is really easy. You don't have to go to a gym workout. You don't have to starve yourself. All you have to do is go on what's called a ketogenic diet. Look that up and you can learn more about it. Basically, ketogenic diet is a high fat, moderate protein, low carbohydrate diet. And to do this specifically for weight loss, I would say give up all grains, no grains whatsoever. Also give up fruit and sugar. Your only carbohydrate sources should be from steamed vegetables. You want to make sure that they're steamed or cooked because we can't break down vegetables very well. So you want to be able to absorb those nutrients in the vegetables. But that's the only source of carbohydrates that you want to get. You can eat meat, you can eat eggs, milk. There is a little bit of sugar in milk, but the amount of fat and protein in milk, I would say, outweigh the little bit of sugar that you do get. Now, you want to be careful that you don't get too much protein when you're trying to go on a ketogenic diet. The amount of protein that you want to get is around half your body weight in grams of protein. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should eat 50 grams of protein. That's for the normal person. If you're a bodybuilder, you can double that because you're actively building. But you don't want to get more protein than that because protein can get turned into sugar in the body also. We don't want that to happen. We want to burn fat. You want to eat fat so that your body's burning fat for energy instead of sugar. And when your body switches over to burning fat as an energy source, it'll start burning your fat reserves, especially if you're eating a lot of vegetables because there aren't a lot of calories in vegetables, but it will still keep you filled up. Now, it may be a pain to give up grains, especially since we like them so much, but I think this diet is a very easy way to lose weight. You can lose 20 pounds a month and not lift a single barbell, or by getting on the treadmill. Now, when I say we want to eat mostly fat, I'm talking about saturated fats from animals, not trans fats, not bacon grease. I'm talking about saturated fats from animals, or possibly avocado. I mean, that's about your only fat source from plants. And we also don't want to neglect the nutritional deficiency aspect. But once you start putting the minerals in your body, then you're not going to want to eat as much because your body's being satisfied. So to do that, you can take one healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And if you want to speed up your weight loss, get the Healthy Body Weight Loss Pack, which is basically a healthy start pack with one extra product included called ASAP. Stands for as slim as possible, as soon as possible. And what this product does is it comes in a dropper, and you put a dropper full under your tongue before a meal, and you let it absorb through the oral tissues. And what that does is it allows the fat stores in your body to be metabolized and burned. On a healthy body weight loss pack, you can lose up to 1 to 2 pounds of body weight per day. Now, you don't want to lose too much body weight per day because that would be unhealthy, especially because all of the toxins that get stored into the fat. So if you start burning all this fat, your liver gets a dump load of toxins to deal with. So it's always better to nutrify the body before you go on a massive weight loss project. So it would even be better just to start out with a Healthy Body Start Pack for a couple months, and then you're going to lose 20 pounds like that. 20 pounds with going on the Healthy Start Pack, 20 pounds by giving up grains. So you're at 40 pounds within a couple months, and you didn't do anything different. But after that first couple months on a Healthy Start Pack, then you can go on a Healthy Body Weight Loss Pack if you still need to lose more weight. And that will really help you out. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time. To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes. And you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.